Mindfulness is a way of waking up to the life that's yours to live and to embodying that life moment by moment by moment, not in thought, but in wakefulness itself, which is another synonym for awareness. That's incredibly healthy if you just think about mental health. I mean, in terms of anxiety, depression, anger, sadness, and gladness and happiness and everything. I mean, the more embodied you are in awareness, the more you're capable of feeling appropriately what's here to be felt, and therefore living life in a more emotionally intelligent way, as opposed to being and becoming a prisoner of your emotional reactivity. Now, if there was no science of mindfulness, it would not be anywhere near as popular as it is now. I mean, it's been around for thousands of years. But with the scientific evidence that it's actually valuable in ways that restructure your brain and restructure your genes and how they express themselves, if one wasn't incentivized before to just drop in into the domain of being as opposed to just doing, doing, doing and distracting ourselves with our devices, is a radical act of sanity. I mean, to just stop all the doing for a moment and ask yourself, who's doing all this doing and why? It is a radical act because we are being driven to distraction by our own increasingly sophisticated, increasingly seductive and addictive technologies. And not just the hardware, but the software, the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the likes, and all the ways that we have of looking in on other people's lives and creating narratives about how great they are and how not so great we are. And then we have to sort of pretend we are great, or how many people liked my most recent post. And if they didn't, like, it's a bummer, and you go into kind of like quasi-depression. And if you did, you get all these dopamine hits every time you check. This winds up enslaving you. When mindfulness is really mindfulness, it's actually embodied. It's not like you can fake it. It's not contrived. It's not like you're putting on some kind of face like, look how mindful I am, or look how compassionate I am for that moment. It's a natural arising. It's kind of like your default mode of your being. It's not about achieving some special state. Whoopee, now it's all finished and I'm like enlightened. It's just not about that. That's a big misconception about meditation. It's about being who you already are and realizing, and then being able to get out of your own way and to some degree not take yourself, your narrative, so seriously.